Jesse, you didn't have an item in mind this one?
No, we're going to have to.
In the name of the Lord. And just welcome our visitors today. God bless you. Hope you feel very welcome. Shall we just bow our heads and pray at this time and welcome our Lord here? Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord, and Lord, say welcome, welcome, Lord. Lord, we don't want to meet in vain, Lord. We want to come, Lord, into this house, Lord, consecrated to you, Lord Jesus, and have our hearts set aside, Lord, this morning that you might come and fill it, Lord Jesus. Lord, that there would be room, Lord, in our hearts this morning to have you come, Lord, and place your spirit in there, Lord, that we might walk with you, Lord, and you would show us your word, Lord, and we would walk in that light, Lord Jesus, that we might live in this hour, Lord, that you might give us strength, Lord, and courage, Lord, for the time that we live in, Lord, and we just commit all things into your hands at this time, Lord, the word, the worship, Lord Jesus, may you bless it and anoint it to the hearts of the people this morning, and pray a blessing upon those that couldn't be here this morning as well, and commit all things into your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. Should we just stand and sing at this time? Noah had drifted.
We had drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land in various ways.
God is good.
hit a message about the love of God. It's not like our love. It's a pure. It doesn't waver. It doesn't change on how we feel. It doesn't change of us. He's all the time. And if he ever loved you, he will always love you. Let's sing number 2. Trumpet of the Lord shall sound. So this is dropping out.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be no more. And the morning brings to the light of day. When the sea shall gather from the earth. When the roads fall, the thunder shall be made. When the roads fall, the thunder will be
Let's sing number 290, more about Jesus, what I know, more of his grace to others show.
More about Jesus, what I know, more of his grace to others show. Save.
you can know about. There's one thing I want to know more about. But 283, living blow in this old sinful world.
Living below in this old world.
Nobody can ever fill that place in your heart but Him. You'll always find that. Come back to that same place every time. It's Him who satisfies the longing in your heart. Let's sing one more. Let's sing number 307, and then I'll ask Brother Harold and his wife to bring the item this morning, and then we'll have Brother Pessa. Behold, what manner of man is this?
Behold, what manner of man is this? Oh,
He's Alpha and Omega. It means if he started a work in your life, he's going to finish it as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold, if you would like to come now. And just as they're coming, there is lunch after this meeting. Say that. The whole COVID thing.
Brother Harold and his wife have been bringing this item for a long time, so we're looking forward to this. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Just while Mona's getting ready, I just want to acknowledge our pastor. He mihi tēnei kia koe, he pāhita, ko tō hoa. Mā hihu kraiti kōrua he manaaki tēnei rā. And I just really want to bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. It won't be a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, and my will becomes enthroned in your love. When all things have
become shadows in the light of you,
I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you, just you. I worship you, oh my God, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows
in the light of you,
I worship you, just you, Lord. I worship you, just you, Lord.
the reason I live is to worship you. Only you, I worship you. Hallelujah, I worship you. Just you, Lord, the reason I live is to worship you. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you.
She's going to sing a song to you. It comes from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, I'm reading from the NIV Bible, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." In verse 18 it says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." And in verse 19 it says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
If any man be in Christ, oh, then he has become a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new in him. Oh, God no longer knows the things that brought you to this place before you came here. He only sees you're holy now, faultless and blameless, as you're sitting there. Lift your hand and praise him. Praise him. Oh, through the blood of Jesus, his righteousness is like a robe upon you. this garment of praise will now adorn you. You live and reign forever as kings and priests and sons. His blood is flowing in you now. Royalty has finally found a home in you. Lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To be praised. Is He worthy to be worshipped? Yes, He is. And we don't worship Him enough. We don't give Him enough thanks. We don't give Him enough praise. But He knows all things. And He is certainly worthy of everything that we can do. Thank you, Brother Pesso, if you'd like to bring your item at this time.
Things first, and I am aware that this song we really know most of us, you know. And it came to me. We sang it on Tuesday on the prayer meeting, but it really come to be more and more about God. And I'm just praising God about all this. Well, the background of this song was someone who's been on a disaster in the ocean, and God helped him anyway. But it did before, and it's still healing people here, my wife, you know, and I've seen how amazing God is. And it's, I understand our way that it happened to us all. All I'm saying is praise the Lord, how great He is, amazing God, like this song. 정은
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always a blessing to have Tongan brethren sing. Thank you, Brother Harold and your wife for the items. It's a blessing. And if you have a talent, just use it for the Lord. And to bless the brethren as well. It's always a blessing. I'm just going to bring the prayer request at this time and ask if Brother Lee wouldn't mind coming and praying for these. If you've got one here, please pray for Kay and her family who have serious needs at this time. I could only assume that's Kay Adams Reed, possibly. I'm not sure. So please continue to pray for all of us and our ministry, our needs, and that's from Pastor Moses, and remember Brother Nelson as well, in the deep villages testifying of the Lord. Thank the Lord for answering. We all got big prayers. Lord answers them all, doesn't he? I'm just going to pass it over to you. It keeps dropping out. Thank you, Brother Lee.
Lord bless you, folks. You know, when we come to prayer time, it's really what's on your heart. It's not what the church thinks or what other people think you think. It's what's in there, deep secret between you and God. And it's those sort of things that are quietly in your heart that I ask you to just remember now as we pray. The words don't matter what I might say. It's what your heart's thinking and how sincere you are towards the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what counts. Shall we pray? Sweet Jesus, and that's exactly what you are, Lord. We can approach you any time, day or night. Wherever we are, we can be on top of the mountain or stuck down in the valley. People can misunderstand us. We could have a problem that's really, really bugging us. But you know all about it, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we don't understand that these can be trials God sent. Things that we have to really just realize that Jesus Christ is walking right beside us. And all he's waiting for is for me, in my case, to say, Lord Jesus, take over.
Amen.
He just uses us our Lord. And we love you, Lord Jesus, and whatever comes to us, help us to go through it. You don't send us off, you walk with us. And if we've got to go through the fire, you're right there beside us. And if we're there to say something to somebody that doesn't know about Jesus Christ, we know, Lord Jesus, that you will put the words and the compassion in our heart for the person that hasn't met you yet. But Lord, you know every one of your children, wherever they are around the world, and there's quite a few watching this service, Lord, right now, going to be part of it because they decide that they want to be part of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're just their brothers and sisters. We pray for them too. Now, Lord, for the names of the things that were mentioned, thank you for undertaking. You know all about it. And also for the special things that we have in our heart right now, right this moment as we think about it. Thank you, Lord. Even if the answer is no. We don't always get what we want. But if we have Christ, we're going to come out on top. Bless this service, Lord, and also the one this afternoon. Bless the people that are listening. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's just sing one more, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to bring the word. Let's sing number 296. The chimes of times ring out the news.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have tried, had it straight, your courage to. Be seated at this time. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Tani, originally from Tonga, but they're here from Whakatane, and we appreciate it. Brother Chris, God bless you. Good to see you here from Te Aronga. And it's good to be in the house of God. We just pray that God will speak to us this morning by His Spirit. It takes the Holy Spirit to speak to you. I can't speak to you. That's not going to help you. God's got to speak to you. He's got to come into your heart and speak words that only you can hear by the Spirit. Appreciate our brothers and sisters singing for us in Tongan. Sister singing, she didn't sing in Maori, I don't think, not this time. But she was, Brother Harold and his wife were singing. They sing, they've done this a lot, they've sung all over in different meetings, and they've done it for some years, I believe. Is that right, Brother Harold? Some years, and cute little keyboard, and it's almost a mouth organ. So we appreciate them doing that today. So may the Lord speak to us. I want to hear from the Lord. Who wants to hear from God? You see, it's not to hear from a church or from a man. We want to hear by the Spirit. The Spirit searches the deep things of God. And I just pray that He will teach us and speak to us today. So may He bless us. And we appreciate your coming. It's a few of us away, but, well, it's great to have you here. We just pray that He'll bless us. I wonder if we can stand for the reading of God's Word from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verse 27. It says, "And the Spirit saith unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd," that's Jesus, "and the sheep shall be scattered," that's the disciples. "And after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet will not I." Oh. "And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me three times. But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all." May God bless the reading upon His Word. I also want to turn to our Bibles to Mark chapter 44. This is just a few hours later. Verse 66. Remember, this is happening just what Peter had said. "I'll never deny thee." And a few hours later, as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest." And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. One crow. And the maid stood. A maid saw him again and began to say unto them that stood by, "This is one of them." And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto." But he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not this man of whom ye speak." And the second time, the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the words that Jesus had said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. I want to read one further reading, if you don't mind, from Exodus chapter 17, verse 5, which says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherein thou smote the river. Take it in thine hand and go. Behold, I'll stand before thee there upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." May God bless his word. Shall we just pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we feel totally inadequate to speak about these words. We really do, Lord. You know that. But Lord, we're asking you, the interpreter of your own word, to come and make it real to every heart. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of gathering here. We haven't come here to warm a seat. Lord, we want to hear from God. And Lord, may you speak to us through thy word, for thy word is truth. May the Holy Spirit come and make it really clear to every heart, Lord. May we be tender towards thee. The dealings of God in our heart, Lord. We'll listen to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Help us, I pray, Lord. May you bless every person here and those joining with us around the world. Whatever country they're in, I know the Holy Spirit can be there too. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may wonder, what's the connection between Peter denying the Lord, walking out and weeping, and Exodus, where Moses went on to the rock in Horeb, and God told him to smite the rock, and there came water out of it. I want to speak on a subject may seem a little unusual to you, but I want to speak on, Lord, smite our rocky hearts and make the waters flow. Lord, smite our rocky hearts and make the waters flow. I'd like to draw a context from this verse in Exodus 17:6. We just read it. God told Moses to smite the rock, and from it came living water. The thing we notice here, there was no water from the rock until smitten, struck. Rock was just a stony old rock. Nothing came out of it. When God smote the rock through Moses, water gushed forth, living water. And when we compare our rocky or stony hearts, you say, I don't have one. Just one moment. When we compare our rocky and stony hearts to the Exodus story, we realize there are no tears of repentance until God smites our heart. There's none. This is a reality. It is written in the Word of God. Applies to me and applies to all of us. So without doubt, it takes God to break our hearts. It really does. We've just seen in these examples. We'll see it. Before we realize our true state before God, it takes God to do this. Now, the account of Peter denying the Lord, as we just read it a few minutes ago, is a very good example of this. Very good example. Peter's boastful claim in front of the disciples to Jesus. Others may forsake thee, but not I. And I'm sure Peter believed this claim. He believed his claim. But in reality, it ran shallow. Now just think of ourselves. Let's not think of Peter the Apostle, just for a moment. Just relate this to ourselves. Identifying ourselves with Peter's situation. It was such a little cause that he committed such a horrendous sin. A little cause. How a man can switch in moments. It was only a few hours later he preached. He said, I'll never deny thee, Lord. Though they kill me, I'll die with you. And all the disciples felt the same. But when it comes to the crunch in your life, when you're faced with the reality of standing up for Jesus Christ, what do you do? What do I do? Do we stand for him? Or do we deny him in front of our friends? Or the people we know? Or the people we work with? Or our family? We hide in shame to be identified with Jesus Christ in a sinful world. Peter wasn't just a slip-up of words. He denied him three times in a row. And then when it was challenged, he got angry. And he cursed. Who's this, the apostle? And he lied. He said, I know not the man. I don't know who you're talking about. Have you ever done that when somebody's asked you about the Lord? Do you go to church? You shuffle your feet. Lord, I don't know what that was. We don't stick up for the Lord. We deny him. Brothers and sisters, this is a horrendous sin. If you claim to be a child of God. Peter was. So children of God can mess up badly. So he publicly denying our precious Savior with such vengeance. As I say, it wasn't a slip of words. He went over it again and again and again. It has been said by some that as long as Peter lived, fountain of tears began to roll down his cheeks. Whenever he recalled that terrible day. I believe it would have. Would have for you? Sure. You deny the Lord publicly in front of everybody. I know not the man. I do not know this fellow. I just think that's really sad. God be merciful unto us. It takes the goodness of God. You know, until that happened, Peter did not realize his stake. He was one of the chief apostles. He was the one that led the meetings. He was the one that brought the prayer lines in to the Lord. He was an organizer. He is outspoken. Some good things, some not so good. But nevertheless, he spoke out. He was a good guy, Peter was. Now, this was not one of those times. Peter did not realize his condition and the state of his heart. And Peter's rocky heart had to be smitten. And so does yours. And so does mine. Anyone else? And mine. We're all the same. The goodness of God. Until Peter could not repent, until he saw the uncommitted heart he had. And he was at the meetings. He saw the healings. He saw the wonderful works of God. He saw the miracles. He saw Mount Transfiguration. But his heart was stony. Wow. Think of that, brother and sister. You can see an angel. That's wonderful. But what's your heart condition? Many people saw angels and went to hell. Read the Bible. It's got to be more than just a visitation. God's got to smite that heart. It's got to be broken. And the Lord Jesus, who is rich in mercy, allowed this to be in Peter's life. He was going to be a mighty spokesman for the church when Jesus left. He was a leader. We know he was. And then we read in Romans 2:4, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth you to repentance." Takes God to do that. You can say, "I'm going to repent today." You cannot unless God calls for it. And Peter was in this state. In simple terms, we cannot even see our sin. In our rocky heart until God shows it to us. You know, brother and sister, when God shows the rockiness of our heart, when he reveals to us our state, it's a shocking state of affairs. Is that me? Yes, that's you. And the Lord showed Peter very clearly, even though he was used of God and with other disciples, God revealed to him his state. Who wants their state to be revealed to you? This is a saving grace of God. When God reveals to you the true picture, then we can humbly come to him and ask him for repentance. So I repented 50 years ago, but what about today? People say, "Oh, I remember 10 years ago I gave my heart to the Lord." What about today? He's not coming for you in the rapture to how you were 10 years ago. He's coming for you as you are. What he sees, what he finds, that's how it'll be. Our rocky heart, we cannot see it till God shows it to you. No man can show you. Your husband can't show you. Your wife can't show you. The preacher can't show you. Only God can show you the true picture. We go back to Peter's situation for a moment. Mark 14:66. "And as Peter was beneath in the palace," he stuck with the Lord. He's going to stick with him, but only so far. When the crunch comes in your life, do you still stand up for Jesus? Do you still acknowledge him? Or do you not deny him? And we see here that while he was standing amongst all those people, and the high priests and everybody, the Lord was, knowing what Peter was going to do, he was standing there, "I'm one of the apostles." So what God did, he challenged that testimony. And he'll challenge yours. And up before him came not a Roman soldier, not a centurion, a little maid. a little girl, just to help her. And Peter trembled when she started asking questions. And when she saw Peter warming himself by the fire, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest." And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. Somebody said, a preacher said, God can anoint a crow or a rooster. The anointing of the rooster started to move into Peter's heart. God can speak through donkeys. He can speak through crows. He can speak through roosters. He can speak through people. He can speak through children. He can speak through whom he will. But Peter made that denial. "I know not, neither understand what thou sayest." And he went out to the porch, the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, another maid. Insignificant little servant girl. Isn't it amazing how God brings the point out? It wasn't the high priest, it wasn't the Roman centurion or someone in authority. It was just somebody small in men's eyes. And a maid saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, "This is one of them." And he denied it again. You know, brother and sister, I want people to say, he's one of them. I want to be one of them. One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Who's one of them this morning? Are you ready to be identified? Not in church, at work. Everyone's on church. Amen. Yes, I'm one of them. But what about when you get amongst the world? How will you perform then? "Yes, this is one of them," she said. And he denied it again. When you're asked about Christ or asked about the things of the Lord, do you say, I don't know what you speak? And the Lord's watching. He's watching every word. This is why it's so important for us, God, to crack our rocky hearts open and show us the truth. Everyone can be a Christian in church. Brother Charlie, everyone can be a Christian in church. It's good to see you here today. May the Lord be your strength. Everyone's religious in church. Everyone's got a testimony in church. What about on the battlefront? What about out there? We've all been guilty. We didn't say anything wrong, but neither did you say anything. Just the same. If you didn't speak up for God, it's just the same as what Peter did. "I know not the man." And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them." My, what a blessing to be called one of them. But not for Peter. "For thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto." And he began to curse and to swear. Christians should not curse or swear. Did you hear me? God doesn't want foul words coming out of your mouth. Only speak that which is pure and honest. Things that are of good report, things that are lovely. Think on these things. But anyway, he began to curse and swear because they thought they were going to put a rope around him too. He wanted to save his skin. I'll die with you, he said back a few hours ago. I'll die with you. That had all changed. You can make many claims, brothers and sisters. I've made many claims, but when it comes to the testing time, how do you stand then? With God watching. He watches everything you say and think. The Bible says, the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the words that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me three times. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Oh, this is getting good. When the waters flow. When the water begins to flow from the broken rock, something's going to bring life. When Moses struck that rock, it brought forth living water, and the people lived. But it had to be smitten. Peter's heart was broken, and he realized his early confession was very weak, very shallow. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't get us involved in that. What you say in your prayer room is what you should be on the street. And when he thought thereupon, he wept and the waters flowed, as I said. In reality, it wasn't just a, I'm sorry, Lord. I shouldn't have done that. No. Just read the Word of God, see what it says. Matthew 26:75. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Repentance brings not a little tear. A crying out to God for mercy. And you don't care who's listening. You don't care who's around you. You want to get right with God. Because it's between you and God, not between you and the next door neighbor or the person next to you or the church. You've got to do your own crying, your own business. You're a child of God. He'll break that heart, crack it open, and bring forth tears of repentance. And we need it. We desperately need repentance, brothers and sisters. Not just this church, every church, the whole of Gisborne, New Zealand, the world desperately needs repentance. Do you believe this? Amen. I believe it too. This was waters of true repentance, indeed deep repentance. As I said, people believe every time Peter thought about the incident, that terrible day, great tears rolled down his cheeks again. Did I really deny him like that? Sometimes we shock ourselves when God puts his finger on the pulse. See, when he puts his finger on the problem in our life, God's got a way of revealing things very clearly to you, and with things that you cannot even put into English. You can't even speak it, but it goes deep. Goes deep. This was the waters of true repentance. Because his heart was broken, open, he clearly saw the real Peter. Now let's get this straight. Peter was not a murderer on the cross. He was not a bad person. He was committed to God for 3 years of ministry, 3.5 years of ministry. He followed it everywhere. He went out praying for the sick. But his heart was stony. Brothers and sisters, we need God by His Holy Spirit to come down and reveal to us our rocky heart. He's going to crack it open by His Spirit. That's what it takes. An examination of our hearts. Takes more than coming to church. Takes more than going through all the forms of Christianity. Oh, I sing in the choir. I go to church. I do all the good things. And that's wonderful. But that's not what I'm talking about. Takes more than saying long prayers. Takes more than shouting praises to God. They said people worship God on Sunday and serve the devil on Monday. And you know it. And I know these things happen. But God is not pleased. He's coming for a people who mean business with God. Takes examination of the Holy Ghost to truly break our hearts. He's the only one that does it. You know, David, King David in the Bible, he was very conscious of his wickedness. We know the story of Bathsheba. That was terrible. That wasn't the worst part. He murdered her husband to cover up. And he had 500 wives. What I'm saying, brother and sister, God's got to really get down to business with us. David's heart was terrible. What a rocky heart he had. So hard. He took that little lamb, as the prophet Nathan said. A little lamb. He had plenty, but he took that little lamb. And he slaughtered it. If you know the story, Lord help us, is my prayer. And David said in Psalm 139, verse 23, he cried out to God, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts." God knows your heart and your thoughts. And see, David said, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Because I don't know. That's what he's saying. I need to be searched out. My heart's got to be examined. My heart's got to be broken to see what's actually in there. I'm good in church, but Lord, what about during the week? The Lord doesn't just come to church. He goes everywhere you go. He'll go with you tomorrow. He's watching everything. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. So David says, "Lord, see if there be. Search me." You sing that song, "Search me, oh God." Do you realize when God searches you, He puts His fingers on things that'll shock you. You didn't even know they were there, hiding away there. David said, "Search me and know my heart. Oh God, know my heart. And try me and see if there be any wicked way in me." Who was he? King of Israel. Anointed of God. Mighty prophet, actually. Foretold the future. But he had a wickedness. Very wicked. David had a great repentance that followed. "See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting." So why David said, "Search me, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in me." You know, brothers and sisters, if God searches any one of you here, we'd want to run outside and hide behind that bush. Now that's the truth. I'll be following you, flat out. These things are not a joke. If Jesus comes this afternoon, are you ready to go? Is your heart clean and pure before God? Do you love Him with all that's within you? Now, I'm not saying we don't make mistakes. We all make mistakes every day. But we thank God for the blood of Jesus. And we claim His righteousness and His forgiveness. But God requires repentance. Because David, he knew it took Holy Ghost intervention. See if there be any wicked way in us. That's why you can't even repent. Some people say, I'm going to repent at the next conference. I'm going to repent at the next convention. No, you cannot. You can only repent if God calls you. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Or no man cometh unto me except my Father. Draw him. You've got to be drawn to God by the Holy Spirit. Then you can come to God. Not in church, although that may happen in church. It takes the intervention of the Holy Spirit to do this. Without the goodness of God coming down upon you, without the holy sacred presence of the Holy Ghost. People think the Holy Ghost, oh, hallelujah, praise God, and shake. It's more than that. It's a Holy Ghost that cleans your life up. He chastises you. And if you're His child, He'll chasten you and correct you because He loves you. He doesn't want you to be lost. Whatever you're thinking right now, God sees it. See, you see the spotlight of the Holy Ghost on His Word, sees everything in you. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, here it is here. He is the Word of God. Who believes He's the Word of God? Amen. Bible says so. For the Word of God is quick, real fast, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Cutting asunder soul and spirit, He knows all about you. Piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and to the joints and marrow, and as a discerner, who is the Word of God, of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. He knows your very intent. What you're trying to do. God sees that. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him, the Lord, with whom we have to do. Can't hide. Sorry. So you might as well just be open. Take supernatural intervention. If you've never felt the presence of God, you need help. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to be. It will break any stony heart like that, like no one else can do. You can't even do it yourself. Matthew 21:24. And whosoever shall fall on the stone, that's the Lord, He's the stone. Whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken. But whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Make sure you fall on the rock, Christ Jesus. Let Him break your heart. It's a good break. It's a wonderful break. Repentance is great joy. Tears of repentance. Maybe people say, oh, they're sad. They're not sad. They're very happy that God has revealed to them their real state. Don't try and get away from conviction, because eventually the rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. He's a merciful God, but he's also a just God. The only way to have our rocky hearts smitten is to fall on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, brother and sister, this is an amazing thing. It only took Peter a glimpse of Jesus' face, and great repentance followed. Let's read this, Luke 22:60. And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. The anointed cock crew. And the Lord looked upon Peter. As he turned, Peter's eyes turned. And they met the loving eyes of the Lord Jesus. He looked at his face, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him before the cock crow, "Thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. One look from the Lord this morning will change your life for eternity. But it takes that look. That's all it takes. When true hearts make repentance, the waters flow. You know, brothers and sisters, I just don't believe in a dry-eyed confession. You cannot walk into the presence of God and just be normal. If you've ever been in the holy presence of God, it affects you big time. That's why you see people weeping and crying and down on their knees, because they're walking into the presence of God. They're not in church. When the Spirit of God came upon me when I was 14 years of age, I was totally unaware of people around me. That was the least of my worries. I didn't even think of it. I just saw him, that bright light. That's what it does. Who believes that? Now, if you haven't had it, you can this morning. If he can come to you and deal with you, it is a great blessing. A great honor for the Spirit of God to move upon you and to break your stony heart. Now, my heart's not stony. Oh, I'll just wait till you're challenged. Might be a little maid somewhere. Are you those religious Christians? Are you one of those? Remember the sermon. People are very spiritual in church. It's when they get outside. You love the Lord and you are filled with the Spirit, you'll walk according to His Word. For He is the Word. Just took one look from Jesus, that was it. The water started to flow. Buckets flowed from Peter outside. He wept bitterly. It wasn't a snivel. Sorry, Lord. He wept. When you know you've denied him in all sorts of ways. And he shows you that. That's it. Because you love him and he loves you. He wants to redeem you, bring you back from where you've slipped. It takes more than hearing a good sermon. Oh, yes. It takes more than hearing a good sermon. It takes divine grace to break our hearts by true revelation of His Word. Never turn aside repentance, people. If you feel the slightest impulses of the Holy Spirit dealing with your heart, you feel that little... I was just thinking this today, Brother Pessa. I was up in Auckland. And we went, you think you were with us? We went to Tongan Church. And the Lord blessed. And this dear lady, a youth leader, a fine young lady, she said, excuse me, Pastor, she called me. She said, excuse me, she said, and she was weeping. And she said, when you're preaching, I couldn't stop weeping. Is that normal? I said, yes, sister. It was nothing to do with me. It's the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart. Gee, I can't stop weeping. God's dealing with you, calling you. If you feel God calling you, you should act quickly. Because when he stops calling, that's it. You don't know when he'll come back or whether he will ever come back. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, it says in Isaiah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. So if God's near you, even this morning, you people out there on the internet, if God's speaking to you, yield to his Spirit. Let him break your heart down. Doesn't matter if there's anyone around, just say, God, be merciful unto me. And he will bless you. Come to Jesus just as you are, tears and all. Ask forgiveness like Peter. May the Lord move upon us all. That's where I finish. Now it's up to God. I pray that he'll save you. You say, I've been saved. Well, when your heart's cracked open, you might see a different reading. I'm not talking about church membership. I'm not talking about your ministry or your gifts. They are all good. That does not save you. It takes repentance. To repent, Peter said. They were in a terrible state because they knew they'd crucified the Lord of glory. They said, men and brethren, see, it gets very serious. What must we do to be saved? What must we do? Peter, full of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, stood up and said, ye men of Israel, hearken unto my words. This same Jesus, whom you have crucified, God has both made Lord and Christ. What do we do? What do we do? He said, repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit comes to live in you, not just to give you a little blessing. He comes and sets up residence in your heart and lives there. When the rapture comes, you go. Because the Holy Ghost in you is the rapture power. That's why it's so important. So, brother and sister, shall we stand to our feet? In the sacred presence of God, who's here to confirm his word with signs following, if you know God has spoken to you today, you know that your heart has been opened by the Spirit of God, not by me. I can't open your heart. But if God has shown you the stony heart, you need to do something about it. If he's opened your heart, he wants you to come and repent to him. Just, oh, I give my heart to the Lord. But no, brother and sister, if he's calling you, you need to come. But the Spirit of God will not always strive with man, the Bible says. But when he calls, you must come. The day will come where he won't call anymore. And people won't come. It'll be all over then. The opportunity is right now. God is speaking to you. You should react to what God is calling you to. He's not calling to this church, no way. He's calling you to himself. brother and sister, if God has spoken to your heart, I pray that you'll do the right thing. And do, if God has shown you the facts, 5 seconds in the presence of Almighty God will change your life forever. 5 seconds. You say, it's all it takes. Yep. If you've ever been in the presence of God, you thought, hey, he's real. I never knew this. I came to church. I never knew God was so real. I never knew he could speak to me so clearly. Boys and girls, God understands children. You know God is speaking to you. I recommend you take action. Say, Lord, I'm coming just as I am. Tears and all. Whatever it takes to be more like you, that's what I'm willing to be. Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We bow our heads and hearts to thee. Knowing this solemnity of this word, Lord, the seriousness of this word. It's not Brother Howard's word. It's the word of the Lord. I pray, God, that you would speak to every heart, here and afar, whatever country. They'll do the right thing. This may be their last opportunity. I do not know. This God has given us an opportunity, Lord, to be here, and we accept the challenge in our hearts. Commit this word to you for the glory of God. This is the song we sing. Change my heart, O God. We need a heart transplant. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. That's what it's all about. You can't be like anyone else. They might be good people, might be good Christians, good men of God, but you've got to be like Jesus. The song says to be like Jesus. So we're going to sing this song. And if God is speaking to you, I wouldn't dare not give you the opportunity. This may be your last. And I'll be responsible because I never gave you that opportunity. I believe God is in this place, in this building. I believe God is speaking to hearts here. I've been in many meetings around the world. Hundreds of meetings around the world. I've seen big audiences in all nations. I've seen many souls moved upon by the Spirit of God. When God moves, you've got to do something. The Bible says if you draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. If you draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. You've got to take that step. So I'm giving you that opportunity. God is drawing you. He's giving you a glimpse. He looked at you. You want to get right with God. Your opportunity has just arrived. We're going to sing this song unto the Lord. I know God is here. Don't miss your opportunity. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Yes, Lord. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Let it be a prayer to God. Make it ever true. This is what I pray.
change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. See, brothers and sisters, some people have come here this morning. I praise God for that, but what about you? I'm not going to ask again. So you say, well, I don't come, this is not my church. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with what church you go to. It's what God is speaking to you about now. And you'll be given the opportunity to come just as you are. Without one plea, but that His blood was shed for you. He wants to change you. He loves you. And He wants to help you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. I'll give you another opportunity as we sing this song again. Change my heart, O God. You're willing for God to change you. Lord, I want you to change me. Make me over in you. Hallelujah. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever. Oh, honesty, honesty. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. Yes, my Lord. May I be like you. Sing from your heart. Here we go. You are the cause. We just pray.
I am the grace.
Oh, hallelujah.
Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Take my heart.
I feel the presence of God here. I really, really do. I feel impressed to tell you this. He is the potter. We are the clay. When God deals with the potter, the clay, He molds it how He wants it to be. Not the clay's decision, the potter's decision. And He starts working on the clay. The clay rebels, puts it on the wheel. It's going round and round, and the potter's working on the wheel. Then he gets a bump in the clay. Bump, bump, bump. There's something holding you back. You know what the potter does? He gets the clay, and he breaks it down to mold it over again. And it gets you to how he wants you to be, not what you want to be. You are the potter, Brother Lee. I am the clay. Be and make me.
Let's sing number 208. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on Him.
Don't lose.
Brother Howard was talking about repentance, tears of repentance, out of interest, and I had it this morning. I had tears too, but tears of redemption, tears that appreciation. The Lord's already done the work. So you're allowed to have tears even after the repentance. In fact, I suggest you do it. Let the tears flow. Make you softer to help somebody else. We've got one here, 207. I saw love, mercy, and grace, and I envisioned his beauty.
Anyone else got a broken heart? Why don't you come and see the Lord? He'll help you. He won't turn you down. Give me one more opportunity. We sing this song. Brother Lee's going to sing.
I saw love. Mercy and grace.
Yes, amen.
I saw love.
Tears flow.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envisioned his beauty.
just have tears of appreciation frequently, and it's good to let it flow because you know He's right with you. He's done so much for us. You know He's available to you every time, all the time, no matter what. There's billions of people want to know God, yet He'll give you all the time that you want because He can do, capable of doing it, wants to do it. He loves you, not just the once, but for all time. Okay, we are just going to give thanks now for the meal that we're going to partake over in the hall. All are welcome. And thank the Lord for being here. Lord Jesus, it's You that we thank. We can have buildings, we can have programs, we can have love of heart for one another. But without You, Lord, it is empty. And we need You, Lord Jesus, every time, all the time, and never to leave us. We love You, Lord. We want to say it from our heart, not our head. But help us to be what You want us to be. Lord, we thank You for the meal that's been prepared, Lord. Bless the hands that prepared it. And may we just say thank You for it, Lord, in Your holy name. Be with us for this afternoon's meeting. We thank You, Lord, for the meeting that we've had this morning. Bless the people that are watching on the internet, wherever they are. May they feel the presence of God standing or sitting right beside them. If they reach out, they can touch Him. We love You, Lord. And as these folks go, Lord, this time, go with us, Lord, as we know that You will. We thank You, Lord, in Your own precious name. Amen. Let's go real quiet. No talking in the auditorium at all. Just go quietly in reverence to our Lord. God bless you.